from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. U.S. officials seek gunman's motive. The U.S. federal agent in charge of investigating the shootings of two military facilities in the U.S. city of Chattanooga, Tennessee, yesterday, said the FBI is looking into the shooter's motive. Ed Reinhold also said investigators cannot say whether the gunman had ties to any terrorist group, even though some local authorities believe he did.
We are just beginning this investigation. We will explore that option. But at this point, we don't have anything that directly ties him to an international terrorist organization.
Mr. Reinhold said investigators have no idea why 24-year-old Mohammed Youssef Abdulaziz went on a rampage, killing four U.S. Marines and wounding two other servicemen in the bombings. The gunman was also killed. President Obama promised a thorough and prompt investigation. Twin blasts rocked a market in the northeast Nigerian town of Gombe, leaving nearly 50 dead. No one has claimed responsibility for the attacks that targeted a market crowded with customers doing some last-minute shopping on the eve of the Eid festival, marking the end of the Muslim fasting month of Ramadan. The blasts resembled attacks carried out by Boko Haram Islamic militants. The Islamic State militants have claimed responsibility for a suicide bombing at a police checkpoint near Saudi Arabia's capital of Riyadh. The militants control large parts of Iraq and Syria and have been trying to expand its presence in Saudi Arabia. The Sunni extremist group claimed two May suicide bombings that killed 25 people at Saudi Shiite mosques. Mourners for the victims of last year's downed Malaysia Airlines flight are gathered in Ukraine to mark the first anniversary of the crash that killed 298 people. Ukraine blames pro-Russian rebels for shooting the plane down, while Moscow and the rebels deny responsibility. This is VOA News.